Three former Tyco International executives have pleaded not guilty to charges that they looted the company of millions of dollars. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said yesterday that the men had received bonuses and loans from the company without revealing it to shareholders or the board. Those indicted include former Chief Executive Officer Dennis Kozlowski, who in June was charged with tax evasion, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Prosecutors say Kozlowski and former Chief Financial Officer Mark Swartz borrowed money from two Tyco employee funds, including one used to pay for relocation expenses. They then arranged to have part of the loans forgiven and concealed what they'd done from shareholders. They also allegedly received perks and bonuses, such as rent-free New York City apartments that were never disclosed, and skimmed money off the revenue from the sale of company assets. Prosecutors say the total amount stolen by the men exceeded $170 million. Former corporate counsel Mark Belnick allegedly used one of the funds to buy a $10 million home in the ski resort of Park City, Utah, and is accused of falsifying documents. Manhattan District Attorney Robert Morgenthau says Kozlowski had attained considerable power at the company. For instance, internal auditors reported to him, not to the board, and his assistant was able to approve expenditures with just a signature. Because of that, Kozlowski was able to conceal what the men were doing from most board members over a 7-year period.
You look to a system of checks and balances in corporate governance, and there were none here. The directors, the lawyers, the auditors, other corporate officers, nobody said, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Morgenthau says the men also arranged to let other Tyco executives and at least three board members share in the money they were making, although no one else has been indicted so far. The DA's office has moved to freeze $600 million in assets owned by Kozlowski and Swartz. The three men were released on bail. The lawyer for Kozlowski told reporters after his arraignment that his client was a recognized business leader who believed the charges against him were unfounded and unfair. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.